follow that with a short message. Well, we're just a few days away from Christmas, aren't we? You know, it's surprising how quickly it comes along each year. And you can always tell Christmas is near by the wide-eyed looks of children, you know, looking forward to all the things that Christmas brings, or their imagination brings to that. Or you also can tell by the flustered look of adults. You know, that gaze that comes with the last-minute realisation that you've only got a few days to go to get everything ready. But there's another side to Christmas as well. A world that has its fair share of winter, and I don't just mean snow and berries. As nights draw in and it gets cold, the ever-present difficulties of life can make it sometimes feel even colder. Our natural response to all of this is to want something fresh, to blow into our lives, to recolour the world in which we live with brighter hues and colours, to paint it anew. This is where Christmas and God comes in. Christmas is when we see God getting his paintbrush out. When Christ came into the world all those years ago, something amazing happened. God, whose hands had created the universe, gave up majesty and came in the form of a baby boy. God in Jesus Christ reached down to a broken world, and what did he do? He embraced it. God took the initiative. The Apostle Paul, talking about Jesus, puts it like this. He who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Essentially, God sent his Son on a mercy mission to rescue us, that's you and me, and to show us another way, a road out of the darkness and into the light. We heard that song about light there, didn't we? Wonderful. That's what it's about. Out of the darkness, into the light. In some of our reading, we saw how God spoke into the lives of some humble shepherds. And also there was mention of wise men as well at that time. We often hear a lot about the wise men and their gifts, and it's true that the wise still do seek Jesus today. But what are we to make of these shepherds? Shepherds were not thought of that much in society at that time. However, in this story, we see that God valued them and looked to include them in what he was doing. So much so that their fame will always be remembered with the most important event in eternity, the coming of the Saviour into the world. First, we see them at night watching over their flocks. You know the story. And then suddenly an angel appears and the presence of God literally shines around and they are told about the Saviour to be born. They are also told that the sign they are to look for is a baby in a manger. Wow, that would have surprised some of them, I'm sure. They were probably surprised about the angels as well. And you know what? The angels were probably excited too. Because next we hear in Luke's Gospel that they get excited so much that a whole bunch of angels suddenly appears and declares glory to God in the highest on earth, peace to men on whom his favour rests. That would have been quite some show. Yeah? Remember, that was before the days of disco lights. Well, that's probably 1970s, actually. Fireworks, and even Katy Perry. That's a little bit more recent, isn't it? Is Katy Perry kind of recent? Okay, that's good. I've got a nod from the young ones, so that's okay. But, you know, what a show that would have been. They had just heard the news that their people had dreamt about for hundreds and thousands of years. The Messiah had arrived. Could it be that they would be some of the very first to see the Messiah? That God came to shepherds and involved them in this key event in the history of the universe should encourage every one of us here today. Don't ever think that God doesn't value you or cannot involve you in what he's doing. The fact is that God believes in you and me. We often put the emphasis the other way around, don't we? Yeah? I must believe in God. But especially at this Advent time, we should recognize that God took the initiative and came to us. And he came to us for a reason. He came because he believes in and cares deeply about you and about your lives. The Bible tells us that Jesus came that we may have life and life to the full. A life rich and full of vibrancy. A life coloured with the very life of Christ. God doesn't come to make our lives boring. Yeah? He comes to transform our lives. And transformations come when you believe that with God, all things are possible. Because of Jesus' incarnation, even difficulties in life, and we all can have those, even at Christmas time, yeah? Even difficulties in life can take on a brighter hue. Jesus is with us, empowering us, enabling us to live in the light of his coming. And if we look beyond that, to Jesus' coming again. Remember, Jesus didn't just come as a baby and that was it. He lived his life. He changed the whole history of the universe. And he hasn't finished with us yet, praise God. When Jesus is welcomed into our lives, things change. It's the beginning of a transformation that lasts a life's journey. And along the way, takes on a brighter hue. So, this Christmas, wonder anew at God's good news for the world. Wonder anew at God's love for you. And wonder anew at his calling to follow him. And then see your life take on brighter and warmer hues as you respond to his call. God calls us all the time. But particularly at Christmas time, perhaps God's arranged it like that. He asks you to consider him. He asks you to follow him. And when we do, our God is a good God. He will fill our lives with good things. That is the Christmas message. That is the carol service message that essentially we sing year in and year out. Praise God for his goodness. Praise God for the meaning behind the carols.